Good Friday service, the second of the Paschal Triduum, is the most contemplative service of the whole year. It's a humble service, which provides an opportunity to look upon and to remember the death of our Lord. It's divided into three parts. After hearing the Passion again, this time from the Gospel of John, we do the first part. We pray the solemn prayers. What do Christians do when they don't know what to do? They pray. These very solemn and sacred prayers are summarized by these words. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up. Whether the subject is this world, a person's health, or Jesus himself, there is hope. That which is cast down will be raised up again. The second part of the service is the veneration of the cross. Behold the cross on which was hung the world's salvation. These are the words that are heard as a cross is processed through the nave, stopping three times and being lifted up each time. Following that, the cross eventually comes to rest in front of the altar. There are anthems said as we pay homage to the cross. And there's even the opportunity for anyone who wants to come forward and give their adoration to the cross. Now, it's important to remember that we don't adore or venerate the cross itself. I mean the actual material thing. The actual material thing that we call the cross. We instead adore what the cross represents. That's why the people respond, "Come, let us adore him." Him. We adore Jesus, and we adore what he did on that old cross. For as he hung on that old cross, there hung the world's salvation. The third part of the Good Friday service begins when the clergy leave the church to get the sacrament. They retrieve it from the altar of repose, there in the chapel of the resurrection, and to bring it back into the church. There is no blessing of these gifts because they've already been blessed the night before on Monday, Thursday. What gets consumed on this day is what we call the pre-sanctified gifts. We're essentially eating leftovers on Good Friday. And all is consumed. There is nothing left over. The place of reservation where we keep the sacrament in the church, marking it as a place where the body and blood of Jesus is always present, is now left empty. The service ends with the sanctuary light being extinguished. For the first time all year, the church, not just the worship space, but the entire campus, the entire church, lacks the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. Symbolically, he's gone. Not here. The Lord has died.